Today is the 22nd of August 1994. This is a series of brief interviews with senior staff of the City of Berwick, looking at the broad perspectives of the city's history. This is the fourth interview with Mr. Peter Tempest, Manager of Health Services.
On question and
when did you start with the City of Berwick? Did you come from the Shire of Pakenham?
Yes. I came from the Shire of Pakenham Shire of Berwick, and I started in the Shire of Berwick in 1965.
Right.
In March 1965.
So, with the City of Berwick, did you come straight here as the Manager of Health Services?
In those days they were called Chief Health Surveyor. And I came here straight as that from the Shire.
And what sort of changes have you noticed from the early years in that particular department of the city?
Well, I started with the city, only had four employees in the office, and I was one of them. So there's a few changes since then. There were nobody else in the health office. I was also the purchasing officer. That was because I had a station wagon and could carry things and go and get things. We started work in the Country Roads Board huts on the freeway. And when we started, there was only one hut, and then each of us managed to build other ones to go up. The major changes are that I think there were very few people, only population of 20,000. I'd have to look up how many garbage bins there were, but there weren't many. And the garbage service we had then was, we collected twice a week. Twice a week. With a maximum of two small bins twice a week. That was from the garbage point of view. A lot easier if I could look up my annual reports, but then I'd have been able to tell you what else I can think of.
I'm just trying to get the perspectives.
Yes.
If you've got a rapidly expanding population,
well,
which parts of your brief would have dominated different periods of the city's history?
Well, one of the other things that was one of the major jobs at that stage were the installation of septic tanks. Apart from Doveton, nowhere else in the city was sewered. Nowhere at all. So there was, and slowly the sewage system started to spread across the city. Now, but all other houses, and that was all houses that were being built, because there weren't any being built in Doveton, all had septic tank systems, which was a major job within the city.
So that dominated the periods of rapid growth?
Yes, there was a considerably rapid growth. Then Endeavour Hill was opened up and that was sewered. And then it started to spread from there.
Were you also involved in the work on the watercourses, the developing the creek areas?
No. Was that no.
Something? No. It's
no.
Something that came.
I think initially everybody was just trying to hold the fort against the invading Indians that were flooding into the city. I can't remember when the major work started on the watercourses. I think initially most of them were covered by the Danlong Valley Authority, which was in operation at that stage.
So is it also the fact that there's a big young population, does that affect your work in terms of inoculations and all those sorts of things? That
well, certainly the number of types, number and types of immunisations have risen considerably. Mm-hmm. When we first started, we only had 3 sessions a month. I'd have to check now, but we've got considerably more than 3. I don't look after it. We now have to have somebody full time looking after it. Mm-hmm. The growing, at that stage, it was starting to grow and grow quite rapidly. The birth notifications were increasing. Mm-hmm. And whereas we could manage it with 2 people, now we couldn't manage immunisation with 2 people. Mm-hmm. We didn't have computer records, and they were all done by hand in those days. Mm-hmm. Each record was stamped on a card and put in. Mm-hmm. The work became so excessive it was impossible to control. Mm-hmm. And then the computers came in, which made it easier. In fact, we were one of the first municipalities to have a computer program, which we designed ourselves and still are using our own program for immunisation. We did the schools, I'm trying to think which high schools existed. At that time there was only Berwick. I know Berwick didn't exist, there was only Doveton High, was the only high school in the city. In the city, and then I think then Berwick came next, and then Hallam. Mm-hmm. Or Hallam, rather Hallam, then Berwick. Yes. See what changes there are.
You also look after the infant welfare centre?
Yes, we do, and that has grown probably more than anything. That has really reflected the increases in the births. When the city started, there was an infant welfare centre in Doveton, Doveton North.
One at Berwick?
Hallam, and one at Berwick. And the first one we built was at Narre Warren. None of those centres were full time. Mm. Oh, apart from, no, none of them were full time. No sister worked there all week. They were all part time. The sister at Doveton did Doveton and Hallam. Narre Warren at Doveton North did Doveton North and Berwick. And then Narre Warren started on 2 days a week. And then since then, well, we've now got 12 sisters working, of which 9.5 are full time. Mm-hmm. Or equivalent to 9.5 sisters, full time sisters. That gives you over the 21 years the increase that we had, whereas we had equivalent to 2 full time sisters. We've now got 9.5.
What other aspects of the department have you noticed does changes in this sort of environment?
Well, the other major change, of course, has been in the shops. We only had shops in Doveton and in Berwick. There were no shopping centres, as we know now. There were a few shops in Narre Warren. There were 2 in Narre Warren, a store and a milk bar.
So the health surveyors
were... They were responsible for the inspection of shops, so there certainly weren't many shops in those days. Mm. Now there are a considerable number. We have them right away across one wall. So I can provide you with those figures if you want to know what the change, how many have gone up, gone in, shops, food shops have gone into the city since it started. If you want to know those, we can get the annual reports out and have a look and see what we've got. Mm. What else can I tell you?
Well, one of the things that interests me is the whole approach of cell planning and how this seems to relate to all other areas of the council's work in that the cells have a sort of an infrastructure, a basic infrastructure built into them, and this seems to sort of integrate a lot of different departments. Are you conscious of the way the planning has developed like that?
I think I'm more conscious of the tremendous arguments which have gone on in town planning over the last 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the city, when it was formed, was one of the first to start to bring in really efficient town planning controls. Up until then, there had been very little. That means professional controls. They did employ a town planner who was qualified, employed him to give a start, because they put big emphasis on town planning when the city was formed. The council put enormous emphasis on town planning, and in that way it did affect all departments, because all departments had some input into the planning process. But certainly there were a lot of political squabbles and fights over it during that time, a considerable number. Council have lost seats.
But it's from the impression I get is that it integrated not only the town planning, but the community services then had a base with which to meet the needs of that community, and you would be working from the child health centres.
That's right. We were able to plan into the future as to what was going to happen.
So how often would you be building child health centres?
Now, very few.
Mm-hmm.
I think we will probably only have another one or two, and that will be somewhere down to Narrewarren South, and possibly south of Hallam, into that developing areas there.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of the ones we have now are... the number of sessions in each centre will increase, but it still fluctuates enormously. Whereas when I started, Doveton was reasonably busy. It went up and it came down because of the ageing population, and that's even Fountain Gate, which was our second centre to be built, that grew and became busy, and now it's fallen back, but now I see the cycle is starting to pick up again in Fountain Gate. And so, whereas Narrewarren became a full-time centre very quickly, that now has slipped back into a part-time centre. I think we'll be looking at the big changes coming in maternal and child health, so I wouldn't like to say what will happen. Our most recent centre is we didn't build it, we rented parts off from the Timbara Community Health Centre, but that might be a future line of going, that we don't build, we rent. Up until the past, it has generally followed the kindergartens. We'd be perhaps two kindergartens and we'd have one centre.
So it's the influence of the demographic shift that's,
yes,
causing all this to... Can you see any other sorts of highlights that have struck you over the 21 years?
Oh dear, well the roads of course have improved no end. They used to be very narrow. I can remember when the double highway finished at General Motors. And it was just single lane traffic right the way through to Pakenham and beyond. Freeways, of course, didn't exist. So they have changed. Most of Berwick on the east side of the hill, most of those roads there were unmade. They were all dirt roads where the houses are. That's all. Those roads have been made now, and the grid effect that they had before, the gridiron effect, has been stopped with the development of courts. So that's changed. I remember, of course, Lord Casey living in on the up on the top there, his home, quite distinctly, and him being appointed Governor General, and his airfield, his own private plane. So those are changes which have occurred. That is no longer as one of the gracious homes of Berwick. It's now all part of that development. Clover Cottage used to be the home of Mr. Tuckfield, Tiny Tips Teas. That's now a restaurant. And his gardens with all the camellias, they're still there, of course.
Are you involved in the retirement villages? Do you have a role to play with them?
No. Those are new to Berwick. We don't have anything like that. We now have, what, one, two, three, I think, and another one coming. Retirement villages. Those are new to Berwick. But I don't have anything to do apart from picking up their garbage.
Yeah.
We don't have anything else to do with it.
So.
The Berwick Hospital, of course, has grown enormously.
Mm. Anything else that you can identify changes that would be relevant to sort of the board perspective? I mean, you mentioned earlier the sewerage, which is a big job to get
yes.
all that built into the structure.
That was a major job. Parts of the, well, there still are parts, but not so many now. Parts of the area were didn't have any reticulated water. There still are some to the north and the south, but not so many now.
Could you explain that a bit for me, please?
Well, they didn't have the municipal, apart from Doveton, the water within the supply of water to the houses here was under the what was called the State Rivers and Water Supply.
Right.
And that used to feed up to the Listerfield Reservoir and one other reservoir, which I've forgotten, with an open channel that ran round the hill. And quite some substantial part, apart from the main township area in Berwick and Narre Warren and Hallam, there wasn't any water supply to the houses. They had to rely on roof catchment or running a private main to get water, bring your own mains along, which was a very expensive business, but it had to be done.
I remember George Chudley telling me about the one they built at Hallam. They had to put a 4-inch pipe in.
Yes.
And they all had to chip in £20 to try and build it.
Well, it's gone up a lot more than that. When I was on in Narre Warren North, and we had our own private main.
Mm-hmm.
And I've forgotten how much that was, but it was certainly a lot more than £20
mm-hmm.
that we had to put in to provide the water. And that only brought the water along to the top. You still had to pay for to run down to your own down to the street,
mm.
your own connection.
Yeah, it's an awful lot of infrastructure, isn't
yes.
it, apart from just you the buildings. And
yes.
Mm.
And again, the storm water drains everywhere is sealed off now. They don't have the big open channels that we used to have running through the towns. And around Hallam, that's all of that now is provided. That's enormous changes have taken place in 21 years.
Mm.
I don't know whether it's for the better or not, but it's, some are.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice and quiet once.
Mm.
You knew everybody and everybody knew you. I remember the city offices being built. Well, a lot of people remember those. And the large amount of work that the officers and council did in deciding which type and which design and where they went. Looking for them. And you're aware, you know of the four people who started here, and we worked at Hallam there. The first person we had to employ was the telephone operator, because we couldn't work the switchboard. We had no idea. The city manager could work the duplicating machine, which wasn't anything like the thing we have now, if we could turn the handle. He could do that, and so that was his job. I said I was purchasing officer, that was my job. And on council meetings, we used to have to move all the desks away and convert it into a council chamber.
I've seen a photograph of the room with the councillors all in it, and
yes.
I hadn't realised it was the same room that you worked in the rest of it.
Oh, then they did build a council chamber, but initially it was the first, it was just a room that they worked in. Most efficient, the most efficient time
of
all. If you think you only had four indoor employees, there were a lot of men working on the outside, yeah.
So when were the major appointments made?
Oh, well, they were made, those were the first four, the appointments were made, the three people apart from the city manager, Mr. Northeast, were able to move across from Pakenham. The other appointments were made, but the time that was taken was in before that. They started to come in January of the following year. We started in November, and they started to come in January of the following year. Quite rapidly then, the city engineer started, and his deputy, and it worked down from there. You should ask Mr. Curry, he might remember, or Mr. Pawsey, of course, he's left now. They didn't have a drawing board, and they did the drawing on the floor at the paint. Remember now, Berwick, and they put down Berwick 1, first plan, and it was drawn on the floor. Because it was in the time when there was an enormous growth taking place everywhere, and there's a great shortage of desks and chairs, and any sort of equipment.
Anything else that strikes you as relevant to a four-page
history
account?
No, not likely to immediately think of. There probably are. I don't really know what the people. Starting to sound very old. That I can remember this and I can remember that. I think the first elections after the city was formed, there were the elections for the first council.
This is the 74 ones.
Yes, but the ones that followed after the city was formed saw the biggest changes. I mean, a number of councillors lost their seats, or four did. And they had all been ones who were very pro a certain type of planning.
Yeah, one of the things that struck me, I've been writing up the early part first,
yes,
and then talking to everyone to try and work out the next bit. One of the things that struck me was that in the 73 elections, Graham Sweeney and Marshall Burnew missed out,
yes,
on election, even though I know Graham Sweeney was part of the severance movement.
Yes.
Was Marshall Burnew a significant part of that as well? Do you recall?
Well, he was certainly a councillor in Pakenham.
Yes, he was definitely there.
I can remember that, yes. And so was Graham Sweeney and Barry Simon. I can't remember what Marshall Burnew was, whether he was very pro the city or not. I can't remember. Certainly Graham Sweeney was a leading light, and Barry Simon were both leading lights of
It just struck me that there you've got Graham Sweeney, he's been on the show,
yes,
he's built up the severance movement, and then he stands for the Berwick ward and doesn't get elected. It seems,
yes,
ironic.
Well, there was, of course, Berwick itself, the Berwick ward, was not very pro-severance. You got Big Pro Sevens was coming from Doveton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there used to only be two ridings. It was the Doveton riding, the Berwick riding went down to Hallam.
Mm-hmm.
So the Doveton was perhaps the biggest, that carried the biggest Severance mm-hmm. move apart. Because the inquiry into Severance wasn't, there wasn't a major win. Well, it won, mm-hmm. but there wasn't an enormous...
That referendum?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a very big majority.
Mm-hmm. So you reckon he was probably in the wrong riding? For pushing those
well,
sorts
possibly
of
possibly may have been better in Narry. When it was split up, it might have been better into Narry Warren.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a still fairly big anti... bit of an anti-Severance movement.
Mm.
Was the first mayor was only elected for 1 year.
Yeah.
Owen Simon, and he was a leading light, so... Mm.
So you remember Graham Sweeney as being very prominent in that
time? Oh, yes, yes, I can remember his... He held meetings in homes
mm-hmm.
around, or he'd hold meetings in each of the streets, or my own, where I used to live in Berwick Township then, and I can remember him holding a meeting in there, and I went along to listen mm-hmm. to it. I was asking what people thought and what they wanted. Most of the big... The growth had started, but it wasn't really putting pressure on people. And I think most of the people were quite happy with Berwick Township as it was. They didn't realise that change was going to come. You weren't going to be able to control that change unless you decided to try and control it now.
Mm. Yeah. Further back than that, we're really working backwards now, which is a silly way to go. But with the creation of the Doveton riding, would you have been at the Shire of Berwick when the Doveton riding was created, or did you?
The Doveton riding, I think, was I started in March, '65.
Mm.
The Doveton riding was created in
about
October '64, wasn't it?
No.
Or just
no.
before.
The submission came in March '65, I believe. According to Sid Pargeter's account, the submission.
I think he's wrong because. Sid Pargeter was a member of the council. Oh no, he might not have been. I'm trying to think so far back.
Yeah.
I can remember him being on the council, and I thought he had been on it before I started, or just before I started.
Mm.
Perhaps he hadn't.
Because I'm trying to sort of work out how much the attitude of the Shire of Berwick to Doveton has influenced the development of the city. And it seems that because the Shire of Berwick wasn't taking much notice of Doveton and what was going on there, that this influenced a lot of people, as you say, to be more concerned about long-term planning for the whole area.
Yes, the first time the city, I heard the city mentioned was when Councillor Pargeter was the Shire President. Now you'd better say the day then, you better work it, and he made a reference to it when he opened a new state savings bank in Berwick.
Mm. 67 or something.
That'd
like
be right,
that.
Yes, yeah. When he started to do that. I think the councillors that represented Doveton came in, they were different breed of people. It was the major change. Up until that time, most of the councillors were people who were self-employed. In fact, I think nearly all of them were farmers or graziers. They were self-employed, and the meetings used to be during the day. They were started at about 10 o'clock and they would go on during the day and finish in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It was only one meeting a month, then it became two meeting a month.
Mm-hmm.
And the Doveton people, of course, came in people who were not self-employed.
So that changed the whole atmosphere.
That changed the atmosphere
council
because
meetings.
They started to put pressure on the other councillors to get things done, to to get things changed, that, and they represented a different, they brought in a different influence to council. I think possibly at some time the people representing the other part of the city, the Shire, in those days, were glad to get rid of them.
Do you remember anything like what the population of Doveton might have been about that time?
I don't think Doveton has changed very much in that time. I don't think Doveton, when I started, Doveton was complete. As we know Doveton now, Doveton was complete. There was no part of Endeavour Hills that came down, but certainly Doveton North existed, Doveton North Heart, Doveton Tech, Doveton High was of course up at the north part of, of Doveton. A lot of the small factories weren't there. There were three major factories, but the other smaller factories weren't there. One or two were not